Chapter 3 Flatlining. Beep. Beep. Harp strings? What was that noise? The street was gone, and I could see nothing. I felt as if I were floating in a tunnel of cold air. I had dreamed my own death, and then it had really happened. I pried my eyes open briefly. It hurt to do it, but in that moment I had a horrifying realization. The afterlife was beige. I tried to cry out, but my body was frozen. Odd whistling sounds drifted around me like prairie winds. Slowly I began making out voices, words. Peering out again, I hoped to see cherubim and seraphim, or at least a few clouds. Instead, I saw nostril hairs. Also, really dark eyebrows and blue eyes attached to a man's face that loomed closer. I felt a hand push my head to the side. I tried to speak to resist, but I couldn't. It was as if someone had turned the off switch on all my body functions.
"Extremely odd case," the man said in a deep voice. "No diabetes, you say? He had all inoculations, no history of concussion?"
"Correct, Dr. Sark," came an answer. "There's nothing that would indicate these erratic vital signs. He's a healthy boy. We haven't a clue what's wrong." I knew the second voice. It was my family doctor, Dr. Flood. She'd been taking care of me since I was a baby. So, I was not dead, which was a big relief. But hearing your doctor's voice is never a cheery thing. I was tilted away from the voices, and all I could see were an IV stand, electrical wires, and a metal wastebasket. It had to be Belleville Hospital, where I hadn't been since I was born. I must have been hit by a car. "The math test!" I had visions of a blank sheet of paper with a big, fat zero. I willed myself to open my mouth, to tell them I was all right and had to get to school, but nothing moved.
"A highly rare set of symptoms," Dr. Sark said. "But it fits exactly into the recent..."